ceramic gold, primary and secondary. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Two late artists have their ceramics works on display at area galleries. One was a master at the craft with bold hints of Asian influence. Another was an abstract painter whose glazed sculptures were only recently found. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is with us now to talk about these two artists. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Let's get to the surprise works of Lee Mulliken, a widely known artist who painted a lot of spiritual work on canvas, to be sure, but also apparently took to another medium as well.
Well, when Mulliken passed away, he was really just known for these extraordinary abstract paintings that were inspired by the abstract surrealist movement after the Second World War. Very acclaimed for this work, but very recently, his sons and his widow started going through his studios, and he had a studio in Taos, New Mexico, and what they found were crates and crates and crates of these ceramics that he'd made over the years. And these were kind of a surprise to people who've known his work. And they show a side of him that's a little bit more humorful, a little bit more insouciant, and they're so charming and so delightful.
What inspired, do you think, the insouciant, Hunter? What's he going for, do you think?
Well, some of the works in the show are from the 1950s, when he first was able to make some ceramic work at the home of the sister of the great sculptor Isamu Noguchi. That's where he first discovered working in clay. And those are a little bit like pre-Columbian. They're sort of rough red clay masks. And then the more recent ones from the 80s were made with a kiln in New Mexico with the assistance of someone who worked there. So the ones I like very much actually almost resemble animated tree trunks. They're grooved, and they look like totems, but they're also a little bit amusing. They almost have a slightly caricaturish quality that gives them extra charm.
Ceramics may not have been the primary art of Mulliken, but it was everything to artist Ralph Becerra, who passed away in 2008. And his ceramics works are on display through December. Describe his body of work.
Well, these are just sort of, as the title of the exhibition declares, exquisite beauty. The show was organized by historian Jo Lauria, and she's done a wonderful job of creating a survey of all of his work over the years. And he was a noted ceramist, really. I mean, he was the head of the department at Chouinard Art Institute for a decade. He was then the head of ceramics at Otis College of Art and Design, as it's called now, where the show is held. He was known for developing these extraordinary iridescent glazes. The colors of these pieces are, you know, rich red, white, and blue, the kind you might see on Japanese Imari ware, but also these kind of postmodern LA colors like teal and green and tangerine. Although there are a whole bunch of them on view that he actually used himself when entertaining, because he was an avid and devoted chef. And that's a dinner party really any of us would have liked to attend.
Love to, yes. Yes, absolutely. Eating off of some of those plates.
That's
right. If you can
right.
imagine what the dishware looked like there. Both these artists on her show, not only the intricate detail of what I mentioned, color and sheen, but also shape and space as well. Do you think ceramicists get the artistic attention that they're due?
Well, some of these artists, and Becerra and Mulliken both, are using clay as artists primarily. They're really aligning themselves with high art and fine art and those traditions. So do they get the respect they deserve? Well, do any artists really get the respect they deserve?
And again, where are they?
The Lee Mulliken Show is in a temporary space in Beverly Hills called Equitable Vitrines. And you'll have to go on the website to see where it is. The other show is at Otis College of Art and Design, where, as I said, Becerra worked for over a decade.
Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.